I'm Adam. I play bass and drugs. What's happening?
Not too much, man. It's nice to meet you. So we got a couple questions for you. So you guys have been headlining Warped Tour for a few months after releasing your debut album. It's a pretty big step. Has it been difficult to keep up with the nonstop touring that you've been doing so far in 2011?
No, I mean, one of the biggest things with this band, with forming this band, was choosing people that have been touring for years and that can handle it, you know, that still want to play music and still want to, you know, kind of live that life. So it's kind of normal for us. We just get out there and do it. And it's a new band, so it's exciting, and it's fresh. It's not, you know, not like being in the same band for 10 years and being at the end of a record cycle and, like, just completely over the road, you know, so.
Sure. Yeah. Cool.
We all know him from Goldfinger, and that he is one of the most in-demand producers out there. What was it like working with John Feldman?
Feldman's amazing. I've worked with him twice before with my other band, Story of the Year, so I've known the dude for almost 10 years. He's an amazing producer. He's a fucking musical genius. And he's really he's really clear about what he likes and doesn't like and what's going to work and what's not. And there's no bullshit. There's no downtime. It's just go, go, go until the record's done. And I think he's one of the best out there. I'm happy to have been able to work with him this many times.
So when bands are starting out, they usually have to work pretty hard to get attention and gradually increase their tour workload. Pretty much everyone on drugs has been in a well-known band before this. So while there's been no shortage of publicity and attention, there's also a level of scrutiny that comes with it. Do you think your fame coming into this project is helpful, or would you say it's kind of a burden?
I think there are high expectations with any project like this, you know, any kind of quote-unquote supergroup. But I think that we kind of blow away all those preconceived notions that come along with that. Because honestly, the average supergroup, it's almost an oxymoron. usually kind of fails to deliver. You know, I think it, a lot of times it's older dudes like in their 40s that have been in massive bands for decades, and they end up having major ego clashes and just kind of deliver subpar records as compared to, you know, what the expectations are.
Sure.
But I think this band, everything about this band has gone above and beyond what people expected. I think we really fucking delivered, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We do live, we do musically, and we're just, I think we're at the top of our game. It was good timing for all of us, you know.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great.
What have you been listening to lately, and what would you recommend?
A lot of hip hop. I just got the new Lil Wayne mixtape. It's fucking super dope. Way better than the last one, although I love the last one. A lot of Nicki Minaj. She's badass. And Bad Rabbits, who are on this tour. They're the best band on this fucking tour, hands down. See them live, get their record, they're the shit.